Welcome to Women's Planning Football.
This podcast is about revealing the truth and breaking down the stigma behind women's football. We're going to talk about the growth of the game, our experiences as young footballers, and our thoughts on female football today. We are Marta,
Rosa, and Verity. And this is Women's Planning Football. First up today, we're going to be speaking about the Women's Euros final, which is tomorrow. We are talking the day before. How is everyone feeling about the final?
I'm really nervous.
I'm excited.
I hope we don't have to drive all the way up there and then drive back in the car after we've lost it. Imagine.
Yeah.
It would be so sad.
Yeah, but imagine if we win. The atmosphere at the stadium. It's going to be great. Everyone at home.
And also, like, all over the news and everywhere, everyone will just be speaking about.
My sister really wanted to come, but my mum asked her a year and a half ago when she bought the tickets, and she was like, no way, oh, football, no. But she went to one game, she went to the England and Austria game, and she loved it a lot.
Yes, so many people are trying to buy tickets now.
I know.
You can sell them for like £500.
You could make £500.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you miss out on the Euro.
It's not very ethical as well, buying those tickets.
It's a bit honest. Like, people could just buy them before they even know who's going to be playing in the final, like a year and a half ago, for like £10.
And then someone has done
when they find out who's in it, they could just sell them for like £500. Yeah,
people.
Yeah, but score predictions.
I was going to say that.
Well. So, Rosa, go.
I think Beth Mead's going to score. Then I think Alexandra Popp's going to score. And, like, maybe, I don't know, first or second half. And then I think Millie Bright's going to score, like, a really good goal.
Really?
Oh, like in the Arnold Clark Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Marta?
I think Alex Popp will definitely score. I don't know. I don't mean to be negative here, but I do. I have a feeling Germany's
going.
Keep the optimism.
No, but if you expect the bare minimum, you can never be disappointed.
Yeah, but you don't want to manifest the wrong
idea. That's not a good saying.
Like, I personally think we're going to win. I think it might be 2-1. And I think Beth Mead and Lauren Hemp will be on the score sheet.
I really want Lauren Hemp to
score. But also, possibly, Ella Toon or Georgia Stanway.
Do you think Alexia Russo is going to get another goal?
I think she will. I think that was quite lucky, that one, actually.
Wow.
Okay, then.
I think also it depends if they bring her on. Like, she's not.
No, they will bring her on.
She won't be in the starting 11, will she?
No, she won't. But they'll bring her on.
Will they, though?
They will. They've brought up the same subs on every game.
But, like, they literally have. A minute in the game.
60th, maybe. Yeah. That's how the match is paying out.
Possibly, if it's going horrendously just after half time, if
needs
to be.
Also,
Alex Popp will definitely score.
No, but then if you think Alex Popp's going to score, do you think Beth Mead's going to score? Because if Alex Popp scores and Beth Mead doesn't score, then Alex Popp will get the golden boot. So do we think Alex Popp's going to get the golden boot?
Well, if anyone on Germany's going to score, it's going to be Alex Popp.
Yeah.
But hopefully no one on Germany will score.
The thing is, with Germany, like, Alex Popp scores like all their goals.
She's scored in every single
match. She's their star player. Without them, they wouldn't be here.
They wouldn't be here, no.
Held last year when it was supposed to be, when she was injured, they would not have made it this far.
Yeah.
Yeah, also, what's happened for Germany has been lucky, but it's exactly the same. What would have happened to them is what happened to Spain, as, you know, their star player has injured herself just before the first game, just before their game.
I think Spain was
And
so
then
lucky.
That must Spain have been a shock, well. A complete shock, obviously, so that didn't help, and the fact that she's not there.
To be honest, I think Germany do have a good squad.
Yeah, they
do. It's just like when they play France, for instance, I think they're quite equally matched. But like, France just couldn't find a goal. They didn't really have they didn't really have anyone who could like finish properly.
Yeah, I thought France were going to do a lot better than they did.
Because didn't they lose Katoto?
Yes, they. No, not her. Oh,
it was her. And then so they didn't really have a finisher.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with Germany, they had Alex Popp. And she, all her opportunities she scored.
Yeah, France, they started relying on Wendy Renner. They were putting her up in the box.
And I think because of her height, she's got the height.
I think it was too predictable.
You know, she's 6 foot two.
Yeah. Did you not know that?
No.
I knew she was really
tall. I looked at my my Euro stickers card. I knew she was tall, but I didn't know she was 6 foot two.
No, but I think, it almost, was bad for them because they always picked out Wendy Renner, and then she wasn't scoring.
Yeah.
So, I know she nearly did score. It was a really good save, but because she wasn't scoring, was quite, I mean, no one could properly defend, but they could kind of prevent it in a way.
A lot of pressure was put on her.
Yeah, you know, she didn't get a goal in the whole tournament, and that's, like, not really, like, her.
But on the subject of stickers...
Yeah, stickers. Have you been collecting?
I have been collecting. Have you been collecting?
Yeah.
Same.
We know that already. We've done swaps.
No, yeah. We're talking about the UEFA Women's Euros Panini stickers.
Yeah.
If you didn't realise.
Get this brand in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we actually have a problem with that because we've been collecting and the Women's Euros is still on, obviously, with the final tomorrow. But we've been struggling to find any shops which are selling them.
I couldn't find them anywhere.
For like the last like 1.5-2 weeks. And like the Euros are still on. So like if they want to create more advertisement, they need to be able to sell the
stickers. I had to go to a whole other town to try and find them.
Yeah. This is a message to WH Smith.
But also
restock.
Also, why are they just selling them in WH Smith?
Yeah,
I don't know why it's like you know, other shops.
I think it was the men's Euro stickers. They sold them in Sainsbury's.
And also the Men's World Cup ones and stuff. Yeah. Like, they're everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere. But the women's one...
You have to go to WH Smith, but now WH Smith aren't selling them. So where are you supposed to go? You have to get them online. But then you have to pay for postage. And it's like more expensive.
Yeah, we ordered the Portugal stickers. They were pretty cheap. But the postage was so expensive.
And Express was £15.
And how long does it take to arrive?
15 working days with normal postage.
Oh my God. I think it's going to be player of the tournament.
Player of the tournament.
Beth Mead.
No, you know what? I think it depends on who's going to win the final.
Yeah.
I think it's
definitely.
Like Beth Mead, Alex Pop. But also, are they going to give it to the person who gets like the golden boot?
Or are they going to give it to
I don't think they would.
No, because it's a bit like they just win everything.
Thing is, like Megan Rapinoe 2019 World Cup, they did do that.
No, but she's like Megan Rapinoe. They need some like.
Anyway, we don't need to talk about that in the World
No,
Cup.
You know
that
who I think has been
really
good?
Yeah.
For France, Delphine Cascarino.
Yes.
She played really well.
She's played well, yeah.
Lena Oberdorf.
Oh, yeah, Germany. She's had an amazing game.
She's really good. I don't think she'll get player of the tournament because, like, she's, like, a bit like... She's quite an underrated player. But, like, it's going to be interesting in the final, her versus Kira Walsh.
I think they'll give it someone... that people want to see.
There's a couple people though I don't think have had as good a tournament as they should have, like as they could have with their like talent.
Who are you saying?
Well, Ellen White, she is up there. She's been amazing, but she is playing a different role to usual, as we were saying, you know.
Ellen White's done a really good job at like
She's been pressing really high and work,
but then I still think she would have won. She's had got chances which she's let go, and normally in tournaments she's very clinical.
Also, to be honest, I haven't seen much of Stina Blackstenius.
I know.
I was expecting a lot from her for Sweden.
Yeah.
And it just really hasn't been her tournament.
No. As to be honest, Sweden haven't had. They've had a bit of an underwhelming tournament.
They have, because second in the world, and then
second in the Olympics.
They lost
4-0.
That's quite.
Well.
Yeah, 4-0 to eighth in the world.
I also just think England maybe have been a level above a lot of teams.
Yeah, they definitely need to update their like world rankings.
Yeah, like against Norway and stuff, 8-0.
I don't think.
The amount of records that have been broken this tournament, it's even just by England.
And they like completely tore apart Norway. Like,
yeah.
It was like
Norway weren't coming back from that.
It was like they were playing like a really low ranked team.
It got embarrassing by the end.
Yeah. And then. I mean, Norway were expecting to qualify.
Do you think there's a point in football where, like, you score too many goals, you know? Because I feel like I've seen games before where people lose, like, 30-0.
Or, like, England versus Latvia 20-0.
Oh, that
No, but, like, you just think, like, come on, this is just mean.
But then in the World Cup, you know, it was USA versus Thailand.
Yeah,
and they lost 13-0 in the Olympics.
I had a coach
No, not the Olympics, the World Cup meant that.
You know, I had a coach once. We were winning a game, like 20-0, it was half time. The coach was like, "Okay, can you try and not score as many goals? I'm setting you a new challenge. See if you can get 10 passes, and that I'll count that as a goal. And stop scoring goals because, like, this is just disrespectful."
Yeah, I think, like not professional football is a little bit different, and like. Particularly like when you're younger, like you don't, because it's like people do it for fun.
Yeah, it's really disheartening
like,
to
yeah,
lose
like,
by that much.
It's people do it because they enjoy it, not because like
I know.
They want to win. But I think as a professional,
it's a bit different.
In the Euros, also like
no, because you might be trying to like break a record. Like say you're like say it's a WSL game, we're trying to get, you know, most goals.
Like
golden boot for WSL. If you score 10 goals that game, like
that's
a big thing for your career.
And also, I think, like, against Latvia and stuff, people were giving them criticism. But if you think about it, all the players who were getting a chance on the pitch, they wanted to show that they were good and they wanted to get a goal. If they played for England, like, you don't want to waste that opportunity.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were, like, younger players and they were getting a debut goal and they were, like, getting assists and they were just, like, impressing and then...
But do you think there's, like, a point, like...
I think it was a stupid game to play, to be honest. Like, I think in World Cup qualifying and stuff like that, they need to, like, have lower teams play lower teams. Yeah. How do you think we'll go about beating Germany and stopping Alex Popp?
Well, I think Alex Popp is our biggest threat. So we need to make sure that she isn't unmarked in the box. Like that incident with Lucy Bronze scored a header because she was completely unmarked in the box. We need to make sure that doesn't happen.
She's a fox in the box.
Yeah. Okay.
I think Millie Bright's done very, very well with like balls in the air and stuff. I think if there's one player that can stop Alex Popp, particularly in the air, is Millie Bright.
Yeah, her quality and consistency at the back is just...
Yeah, she's like
level.
She's like a wall.
Yeah.
Like a brick wall. She's solid. What do you think?
I agree. But then also we can't, just because we're focused on her because she's the star player, we also can't forget about the rest of the Germany team.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
I think maybe tactic is just try not to let her get on the ball. Like, if we can stop the ball before it gets to her.
Yeah.
Or not let anyone on the ball.
That would be good. I mean, England does have a lot of possession. So, even, like, with Germany and stuff, when Germany played... Did they play Spain? Yeah, they did play Spain, didn't they? Because they let Spain have a lot of possession. And they didn't have too much possession. And when England played Spain, they kind of... Spain had a bit more possession, but it was still... It was quite close.
Yeah, it felt a bit bad for Spain though. Spain had a really good first half.
But when Spain played Germany, they kind of let Germany let Spain have the possession. So we might maybe expect Germany to do that with England. But what Germany were really good is they were good with counter attacks. So I guess we just need to watch that. If we have lots of possession, if we do lose the ball, they have really good counter attacks, and they also have like Lena Oberdorf in like centre midfield or like defensive midfield. Who's good at like cutting out play and then like starting an attack.
What do you think about the same starting lineup for like nearly all our games?
Well, there's good and bad to it because, you know, it's working. We've got a good starting lineup. The subs play better off the bench. But
does it make us too predictable?
It makes us extremely predictable. And if they were doing, you know, their homework and... They are going to know what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
But I think we are strong enough to keep it that way and then still play our best.
Like you said, like, I mean, there's obviously the predictable bit. But then I also do think having the same lineup has made... It's made, like, the team start to really gel and, like, work and not really have, like, kind of... When you have, like, lots of different players coming in, it can make it not flow as well.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and there's, like, people were saying, oh, we should start Alessia Russo in the final and stuff. And, like, I agree, she's definitely our most informed striker. But it would make it already not flow, and it's already worked. So
it's too risky.
Yeah.
And also, especially at this stage in the tournament.
If it's working...
Why change it?
Yeah, like, I understand, like, it's predictable maybe, but it's working, and, like...
Then you also have those subs who have never played, not this whole tournament, they haven't got to go on, and they need a chance. It's too late now in the tournament to give them a chance, but
I think in the group,
they should have brought them, you know, that 8-0 win against Norway, you brought on the subs that you've brought on before, you might as well try the players that, you know,
and you've seen, to be given a chance. You've seen players, like, warming up and stuff, like most games, I see, like, Nikita Paris warming up, and, like...
She's one of the subs who actually have had like a couple
minutes. She warms up every
like
game.
Stokes
whole game.
Hasn't come on a single game.
Yeah,
and I feel bad for Demi Stokes. I think she deserves.
She just had a baby as well.
I know, but
sorry.
Maybe should see her win the Euros.
Is there anyone who didn't even get picked to go to Euros that you think of should have been given a chance?
Ooh. Jordan Nobbs.
She got injured.
She was injured.
Oh yeah.
She was a come otherwise.
I mean, it's hard because people like. Katie Zellum.
Yes.
But the thing is, I think neither of them would have played any minutes.
No, so there would be no point in
I understand, like, maybe for training and stuff, it helps the players who are.
But then again, if they're never going to come on.
You know what, I think...
And they don't have the experience that a lot of the players do.
But I think this is a bit controversial, but maybe because like a lot of the subs haven't even come on, having Steph Horton on the bench might have actually done a good thing.
Yeah.
Because she's like really good at like tactics and she's good at like encouraging, she's good like
Yeah, she's
leader.
Got that communication, the if, amount of years she's been captain for England.
If yeah.
She wasn't fit enough maybe to like actually play, but so many people aren't playing. So to have that voice on the bench might have actually been
I think about the new players, I think giving people like a chance now, people that haven't played for England, it's like it's a major tournament and it'd be quite a risk, because if it doesn't work people would say, what about like the old squad, what about them, like they probably would have made it happen. And yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's just
fair,
quite risky.
I knew, but like you mean like kind of the more the subs and stuff.
Yeah, but I mean people that are in the starting 11, they have experience playing for England, most of them.
Yeah.
So I have a question. What does everyone think will happen if England win the Euros?
Life will be complete.
Yeah. People dance in the street.
There'll be a massive reaction. I think
it will really change the attitudes towards like women's football.
Exactly.
Especially because the men lost the final last year. So
I
it's
know.
Like the
so
women
just one up them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If only we're playing Italy.
No, but it's against Germany. That's even bigger, I think. Like,
I know.
If we beat Germany, like that, then that will change a lot of people's attitudes.
Yeah, Germany. They won it like 8 times. So in the last like 10 years.
Also, I think it's already had a massive effect on like the whole country. A lot of people are going to be watching the final live or on TV. Or
yeah.
But the atmosphere in the stadium is actually going to be unreal.
It's going to be so amazing. So excited.
I mean...
Well, not if we lose.
No, but even just when you get there, just like...
Yeah, even at the beginning.
The amount of fans of female football. Because at some of the games, because they were at the Amex and their teams that there aren't many fans for, the tickets would have been a lot cheaper and it might have just been people who wanted something to do. But this game, it's full on. It's
I know.
People who actually care
I think
about the women's game.
Also, if the women win, then there'll be a lot of like just things all over the place saying the women won the Euros, yay.
Yeah.
And then everyone else will be seeing it like the women won and they're like, oh, this is actually like a thing.
Yeah.
Like,
I also think because, you know, like I think we could make a record for at least football in England.
And thinking back, you know, that all those years ago when women's football was banned, you know, women had to play in parks.
I saw something on, I think it was Instagram, it was like this thing which is like, when England men last won a major tournament, England women weren't even allowed to play. And then the men lost so many times to Germany. And then if England are to go now and then win against Germany, how big a thing that would be.
Yeah, it would be such a big thing. But what if the women lose? What will the attitudes be then?
Well, there'll be all the sexist hate, you know.
Yeah.
Remembering back to last year at the men's, all the racist comments, all the hate. And then it's just going to be 100 times worse.
Yeah.
Because it's women.
Yeah, if someone makes a mistake in the Euros, there'll be clips of that all over the internet for like years. Like you were saying to me earlier, what was it?
Yeah, there's a clip of Ada Hegerberg. She's doing a skill and she misses it and she accidentally kicks it off the pitch. There's like ridiculing videos of that all over the internet.
Yeah, such a shame because it happens in men's football as much as it happens in women's football.
Because it's women, they want to laugh
at
it.
And also, you can go on YouTube and you can search up like funny fails in football. And like, none of the comments are like, oh, men are so bad at football. They're just like, oh, that was a silly thing. Or
then there's one that's like, funny moments in women's football.
Yeah, and then it's about the gender, it's not about the player. And also in the men's one, they might be like, oh, that player was really bad. And sure, it's not good to like hate on players and stuff, but they never say that player was bad because of their gender. They just say the player was bad.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
and then they don't generalize as well. Like
people
see one bad thing from a female player and go, oh, women are so bad.
Yeah, and then if you think of, like the Georgia Stanway goal in the semi-final, some people being like, oh, that should have been saved.
Yeah, oh yeah, the keeper was just stood there, that's why they scored.
You know, I've heard a lot of people say that because the goals are the same size. I've heard people say women only score goals because they're small, because the goalkeepers are smaller, and they're like, yeah, well, you know, they wouldn't have scored that if it was a male keeper.
And I mean, obviously that is, but I think that can be also reversed, because people then say, like they say like, oh, that goalie should have saved it, and it's like, well, the goalie's not 6 foot, they can't, should we be like making the goals a bit smaller? Because
no,
but do you not think, because everything was designed for men,
like, but the whole pitch we still see great saves, and we still see, it's not like the games are like 21-17,
no,
because
the
goalkeeper's
like
the
goals,
bad.
Yeah. The goals are so much higher than the goal, like,
yeah,
the amount of goals in the men's game.
It's still like 3-1, 2-0.
It's pretty even.
Yeah.
You know, just because it was built for men doesn't mean like we need
there needs to
change
to be, like,
it.
Also, like, there needs to be an understanding it was built for men. So then men, people can't be going in and saying a goal which was scored right in the bottom corner, that the goalie should have saved that. Because it's like, most men goalies would not save it. And it's like, if you expect a female who's noticeably shorter to save everything which a men's keeper who was taller could save, then, like, they're different games, and, like, the goalie can't, like, save every single shot.
Yeah.
And also, like, if it's got tons of power on it, the goalie's not going to save it.
Like,
and so it can be, like, underwhelming on a player who's, like, just scored this really good goal.
Yeah.
And all that everyone's talking about is the goalie should have saved it.
Yeah.
And it's like that they've just scored their best goal.
That always happens. Like, when you see, like, on TikTok, for example, I sometimes see, like, great goals scored by, like, a woman, like, in the final of, like, something big. You know, like, a great goal, like a banger.
Yeah.
And then they're, like, there's, like, the whole comment section is just, like, well, the defence was rubbish. Like, well,
they
always
find something to blame.
If it was a male defence, that would never have happened.
And like,
but then if you see an amazing goal scored by a man on TikTok, everyone would be like, oh, yeah, that was an amazing goal. Yeah, this striker's so amazing. Like, you know.
I don't think I've seen one post about women's football without at least one negative comment from a man.
It's always like, yeah, the defence. Like, that was good, but... Oh, that was amazing.
But it's because of
but
this,
still,
you know.
Like, the only
they never give them credit for doing something good.
Unless the ball's gone literally right in the top corner, like physically not any more top corner or bottom corner, then the goalie's made a mistake.
Yeah.
If they can't pick out something wrong with it, they just say, oh, no one cares, it's women's
football.
Yeah,
like when Messi skills 5 defenders, everyone's like, yeah, because Messi's so good. But if, like, Georgia Stanway skilled 5 defenders, everyone would just be like, the defenders are rubbish.
Like, and obviously people can be disappointed and they can be like...
You can be upset about it. You don't need to take it out.
If let's say a player misses an open goal or something, which I really hope that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But like, let's say it just did. You can be like, oh, that's so annoying, and you can get annoyed, but it's like, you can't hate on them.
Yeah, you can't hate on
them. They are human.
Yeah, like...
Everyone makes mistakes.
I bet the people who are commenting these things, if they got out there, they would completely mess up and they could not do anything they're saying. So it's like, don't comment something unless you can actually... do better. When you're playing, do you think about that kind of stuff?
I mean, to be honest, not really, because like when you're there in the moment, like playing the game, you're a female playing female footballers, your teammates are females playing female football, and your position as well, and then there's parents, and the parents are parents of female footballers, so like the environment's not a sexist one. And, you know, coaches that coach female football, most of the time, they're all for it, you know. And it just, like, everything goes away. It's only when you see those professional games that you realise, wow, like, this is... Like, there's a lot of sexism here. But, like, when you play football... Like, when I play football myself, I focus on the game instead of, like... I focus on the fact that I'm playing football and not the fact that I'm playing female football.
Men's football, it's the World Cup. When it's women's football, it's the Women's World Cup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, I hate that so much.
I know.
Yeah, you can search up, like, England and, like, for, like, an England game, and it would just come up with the men's game, but when England women are playing.
Yeah, it's like, England women, they're, like, the plus ones.
Yeah.
Like,
why not England
men? Like, it's, like, the main show, and then, like, the side show, like
I searched up the Euro 2020 football, like, the ball, because I wanted to look at it because it's really nice.
Yeah.
But it came up with a men's ball from last year. That wasn't 2022.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have to specify that it was women's because that...
There's only one Euro 2022.
There's only one Euro 2022, and that's the women's one.
Yeah, when you're looking
for
stuff online...
Why is it coming up with a men's ball
you have to put women's.
Not 2022?
All the time, and you don't have to put men's. It's
and
just
that's
like... men's is like regular, and women's is like... women's. I think that would never have happened if women's football wasn't created after men's football, or like it didn't have the big ban.
Yeah.
I think it would have been equal. Like, not equal, but like, I think they wouldn't be this whole thing of women's football and then football.
Okay, shall we end the show with some light-hearted puns?
Okay, do you want to go first, Rosa?
Okay. Nothing will stand in our way.
Yay!
Woo!
like stand way.
Yeah, George.
Okay, I've got one. Tooney is the new Rooney.
Ellertoon.
Yeah, Ellertoon.
England have got a whole lot of skill.
Way.
Not a Wilbur Moy. We don't need a Messi, we've got Alessi.
Yep.
Alessi Ariso.
Supporting England on the daily, like Rachel Daly.
Yeah. And that's
our plans.
That's all.
That's it for the episode.
Our show. Thank you for listening. And
thank you for having us.
And we hope you enjoy the Women's Euros 2022 England. I know.
I hope England.
England versus
Germany.
We're going to win. Woo! It's coming.